we are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the desert, aka Phoenix, Arizona, with Mr. Jeff Knapper. How are you, Jeff?
Very good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Good. Appreciate that. You are obviously the co-op chairman and president and CEO of LBS Financial as well. You're a busy man.
I am, but I'm no longer the chairman because
that's right.
We just had elections yesterday. The board did, and I'm the past chair now.
All right.
But I have been the chair for the past 2 years.
Okay.
We have 2 year cycles in which we serve in those officer capacities and elected amongst our fellow board members.
That's exactly what we're talking about right here. And like, I should have known. So what was your term? Like what things happened under your term?
Last 2 years, Mike. I've served 20 years on the co-op in some official capacity, 12 years on the audit committee, and then they didn't know what to do with me, so they kicked me up to the board. And so I've been on the board for the last 8 years in the treasurer role, vice chair, and now chair. And the last 2 years have definitely, I know we're talking about transformation, but has been very transformative with regards to the leadership at co-op. Mm-hmm. So I know we're talking about digital transformation, but there's human transformation too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening at the co-op level in terms of the management. So a year ago, I think we had the same conversation. Todd Clark had just been hired. And now Todd is 2 years in, if you might, and kind of ending his first 2 year cycle. But in the last year specifically, to your question, Todd's a year older and a year wiser and more experienced and is starting to set the tone for the leadership that and the changes that he wants to see made at co-op. And during that year, he brought in a brand new leadership team. So a lot of the people that are on the executive management team, some are from times before, if you might, under the prior leadership, but a lot of new people are part of that management team. And very diverse, very dynamic, very highly respected individuals within the payment systems industry. And he's actually opened up new positions as well.
I saw that.
And spent a lot of human capital and a lot of resources in order to hire the right people in order to make these changes at co-op. Specifically, in my chairman's report yesterday during the annual shareholders meeting, I talked about the new leadership changes, but another big change in the last year was the full acquisition of TMG, the members group, and we had had a partnership with them where we owned about half of TMG, co-op did, and we completed the full acquisition just this last year.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that was exciting, and that happened within the past year. And then the third thing is that Todd came to the co-op board and said, you know, we need to spend some money. We need to invest in infrastructure, both in terms of human capital, which is what we just talked about on the leadership side, as well as technology and really upgrading our systems and bringing better services and products to our members. So it's been a very busy 2 years as chair. Some people have told me that probably the busiest ever in the history of the co-op. So I was very happy yesterday to relinquish my chairmanship and just kind of slide off
you
into a regular board role at this point. I have one more year to go on the board.
Well, and we were happy to have you overseeing all that for the 2 year time span that was there. And also, I mean, it's I think we talked with Todd earlier today. It's like you guys or co-op is like walking their talk because we're last year in New York, it was all about digitization. Credit unions, you need to get off the couch and go digitize and to not be left in the dust. But here's co-op being totally transparent and saying, hey, we're going through the same thing, which is, I think, from my perspective, or even a credit union's perspective, has got to be really refreshing.
It is.
And authentic as well.
And I think that's what's nice about Todd is that he came from First Data Star, so he came with a fresh outside perspective.
Yeah.
And I think that has helped co-op because he brings that perspective different from being bred up within the credit union industry or movement. So he brings a fresh set of eyes and the reality that credit unions need these products and services in order to compete, to be effective and compete with the banks and seeing there needed to be changes. And so the first year or so, I think Todd was beginning to just check the temperature and see where the changes needed to be made, and now we're moving forward.
Yeah.
And we're putting money where our mouth is, like I said earlier, in terms of hiring new people as well as technology. And we're talking about millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a big investment.
Well, hasn't Cooper been under development for like
Absolutely.
A couple of years now or something
Absolutely.
Like that? And now today's
exciting.
A big
one. It's, it's the talk of the conference too, and very exciting. And I think that's one of the things that we're excited about is the last couple of years has been spent building the foundation, if you might, and now the exciting part is to hopefully deliver on some.
Yeah, it's like building a house, you know?
Exactly.
You got the foundation, and now we can
move in.
Exactly. Start put a new wing on
yeah,
the side.
Exactly.
Put a pool in eventually. So let's see here. So what are some other key accomplishments that you want to talk about during your tenure? Or
well, I think looking back, if we go back 20 years, which I can go back to that far back.
Maybe it's an evolution question.
Yeah, I'll just go to that for a second because I have that long history. Mm-hmm. And I first served on the audit committee. Just to give you an example, on the audit committee, there was not even an internal audit function at that time when Bob Rose was the CEO of Co-op. Mm-hmm. So there was not even an internal audit function. There wasn't any enterprise risk management. There was very little information security, very little on the compliance side. Now fast forward to 2018, and we have 5 or 6 or 7 people maybe in internal audit, okay, as a function, as a fully paid staff function as part of Co-op. We have ERM under a different VP, Enterprise Risk Management. Mm-hmm. We have a CISO, a Chief Information Security Officer, mm-hmm. and dealing with information security systems and protections and compliance. We have another area dealing with compliance, and then we have somebody very competent over the whole information area, Nick Calcanes. I think he's mm-hmm. up
yeah,
next
he
on your interview.
He came in here early.
We spoke. Okay, great. And Nick's very competent and capable. And so that's another new person. So the evolution, Mike, has been very nice to see from my perspective. It's been really nice to see Co-op kind of grow up, mm-hmm. if you might, and be the big cheese that it is today.
Sure.
And one of your questions, I think, could and should be, you know, how important is Co-op? Well, it's very important to everybody that's here and to every credit union because we rely on Co-op as a valued and trusted, I think that's the thing, mm-hmm. valued and trusted business partner. Mm-hmm. The reality is who owns Co-op? Credit unions do. Mm-hmm. So that's also neat.
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting and motivating and inspirational of all the companies like Co-op that are really extremely proactive with their technology, proactive with moving forward, and I don't want to say aggressive. Aggressive might be too aggressive of a word, but almost an aggressive way to keep credit unions on the forefront because we have to these. It's almost a necessity now to do this stuff.
And I think the main thing is that credit unions, you know, while we're a $1.5 billion credit union, which would be large mm-hmm. in the top 200
sure.
in the nation, if you might, out of 6,000, we can't do any of these things on our own. We need somebody like
right,
Co-op.
Right.
And why not better with somebody that actually we own mm-hmm. rather than going to somebody that's owned by a bunch of shareholders outside of the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really exciting. That's why if you ask, am I crazy to spend 20 years, you know, giving my life to something? Well, I love giving it to Co-op because it's owned by credit unions.
Yeah.
And we have a vested interest and we're stakeholders and it makes all the difference.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, let's take away the chairman perspective and put it on your credit union lens. And how do you see Co-op from the credit union perspective?
We couldn't survive without them.
Yeah.
And I've often said and said in my chairman's report yesterday, just try to imagine competing with the banks in your local competition without 30,000 surcharge-free
yeah.
ATMs,
yeah, you're right.
5,700 shared branches. Co-op's got call center capabilities for you to offload calls from your call center, mm-hmm. mobile banking, debit and credit card processing, mobile wallet payments and things like that. So Co-op has everything that a credit union would need, and we just couldn't compete without them.
Right.
We're not B of A, we're not Wells Fargo, so mm-hmm. tough to compete without Co-op.
And then coming here, and you have all your peers here and stuff like that, and talking and networking, how many conversations do you have with other credit unions say, hey, what's working, what's not working, and how can we help, or how can you help, that type of, how many conversations do you have like that at something like this?
Well, at a conference, it's great to always network with one another, and it's not always necessarily around what's with Co-op,
right.
even though you're at the Co-op
sure.
conference. All conferences allow that really good networking. What's new? You know, what's happening at your credit
yeah,
union?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is successful?
Mm-hmm.
What is not?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another unique aspect of credit unions. If you went to a banking conference, that wouldn't happen. B of A is not going to share with Wells Fargo what they're doing, but we share the good and the bad mm-hmm. and the ugly.
That's the beauty of it.
Might with one another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep hearing at these conferences, I think I said it in Nick's interview, we have to continue to collaborate to compete.
Absolutely.
That's our strongest asset is the collaboration.
Yeah,
very cool. So last question here for you, and I know you got lots to do here. At your credit union, how is the digital race to excellence going? How's it going on that front?
Well, we're trying to keep up, to be honest with you. That's probably the best way to say it. It's not easy. We're trying to keep up. Everything we're doing right now, what's interesting is, you know, we're putting in a new loan origination system, and we're putting in a new online and mobile banking system. This year, we're doing both of those things. A new online account opening system as well. So if you look at all those things, they're all digital, and they're all happening in an environment in which members are either using their computer or they're using their mobile phones to conduct business with us. You didn't hear me say we're opening up a bunch of branches, right? You heard me say everything that was to make life easier for our members to be able to do business with us. So that's where all the money is going. Okay. Thankfully, my own board of directors is blessing that and making that happen from an infrastructure and capital standpoint. And our staff is motivated to continue to meet the needs of our members in a digital space, an electronic world that we operate in today. So all of that is important, and we're excited about it.
Yeah.
Very definitely.
That's your digital journey that's going on right now.
Our journey. We're playing catch up, you know, with others, and you know, we're doing a lot of things to keep ourselves competitive with the bigger banks in the area.
There you go. Well, that's all I have on my plate. Jeff,
nice
thank you so much.
Always,
always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, all right? This is always exciting.